On today's show, Carlos Ghosn won't be leaving jail anytime soon. U.S. car sales dip slightly in November, and Morgan Stanley predicts Ford could slash way more jobs than General Motors. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the voice of the global automotive industry. Carlos Ghosn is going to sit in jail for a little while longer. A report from Japan's Sankei newspaper says prosecutors will arrest Ghosn and Greg Kelly, a member of Nissan's board, next Monday on yet a new charge of understating Ghosn's income. By filing a new charge, Japanese prosecutors can keep him in prison longer. Ghosn's pay was supposedly understated by about $80 million. This means Ghosn and Kelly, who were arrested on November 19th, will likely remain in detention until the end of the year. General Motors and Tesla have lobbied Congress to lift the cap on subsidies for electric vehicles. But that won't happen if the Trump administration has anything to say about it. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says the administration wants to end all subsidies for EVs and even subsidies for renewable fuels. He said they could be removed by 2020 or 2021. Consumers receive a tax credit of up to $7,500 for buying an EV, and the credits are capped at 200,000 vehicles per manufacturer. Ending the subsidies would be a big blow to automakers, who argue they're necessary to boost sales of electric vehicles. And still to come, FCA is packaging its sensors in a unique way to help reduce repair costs.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by ExxonMobil.
You may remember a AAA study we reported on back in October that found vehicles equipped with advanced driver assistance systems, or ADAS, involved in minor front or rear collisions had repair bills 2.5 times higher than vehicles without the technology. But automakers like FCA are addressing the issue. The 2019 Jeep Wrangler and Ram 1500 have the radar and camera for the automatic emergency braking, or AEB, system mounted high on the windshield behind the rearview mirror. So in an accident, you'd be a lot less likely to have to replace what can be very expensive components. And there's other benefits too. The interface that connects the radar and camera is simplified and no longer needs the heating element to keep ice off of it. Also, Jeep was able to maintain its excellent approach angle, while Ram got more airflow needed for towing, and it had an easier time packaging its active grille shutters. You know, General Motors is currently catching a lot of heat for its latest restructuring plan, but according to analysts at Morgan Stanley, Ford could lay off more people. It compared GM's plan to the one Ford announced last October and estimates Ford could get rid of as many as 25,000 employees globally and close a larger number of plants. Most of the actions are expected to take place in Europe. But Morgan Stanley says this is not just a GM and Ford thing. Quote, there are bigger forces at work driving global OEMs to rethink the fundamental idea of supporting increasing obsolete segments, propulsion systems, and geographic regions. Say, could Tesla actually pass Audi in sales? We'll have more about that right after this.
2.4%. That's how much air pressure the average tire loses in a month, and it can make a big difference. Visit ButylRubber.com to see how ExxonMobil's Halo Butyl technology keeps tires inflated longer. Strength from the inside out.
Sales of new vehicles in the U.S. market fell slightly last month, but the market is still running at a steady roar. Automakers sold 1.3 million vehicles, down 0.7%. The SAR wrapped up at a solid 17.4 million, meaning that's probably how many vehicles automakers will sell this year. Amongst the full-line manufacturers, it was a mixed bag of results. Only GM and FCA posted gains. FCA was powered by strong double-digit gains at Dodge, Ram, Jeep, and Alfa Romeo. But at GM, GMC was the only brand that managed to increase its sales. Two other companies that bear pointing out are Subaru, which almost caught Hyundai in sales, In fact, Subaru is now outselling Hyundai on a year-to-date basis, and the other company is Tesla. Sales rocketed up 488%, and Tesla almost caught up to Audi. Give it another month, and we would not be surprised to see Tesla outselling the vaunted German luxury brand. Our source for these numbers come from Ward's, which estimates Tesla's retail sales. Some other sources report factory shipments, so you may see them report higher numbers. And finally, sales of passenger cars continue to plunge. They dropped by another 63,000 units. A month ago, we thought that maybe the downward slide was slowing down. Nope, we're still nowhere near the bottom. So far this year, they've fallen by 736,000 cars, which is the equivalent of 3 assembly plants. That's it for today. Thanks for watching. We'll see you again tomorrow.